Wrestling with KFab DEJ Papa Shro back again for another pay-per-view review. This time, we're going to be doing WrestleMania 2000, the first ever TLC match between the Hardy Boys, Edge and Christian, and the Dudleys for the tag team titles. And 2000, obviously.
WrestleMania 2000. It's very self-explanatory.
Very much so. So, one of probably the best matches ever. I don't know where I'd put it on the list. Probably, I don't know. Ninth?
Top 10 all time?
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that. I think that I would have to think about it for a while to really, place things. So I will agree with you, top 10. But I don't know where I would put it on the list. I have no idea.
I mean, I think it gets that high of a spot just because it's the first one.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's three of the best tag teams ever. Probably the three best ever, in a tag team, at least, until we find a couple new ones, for now.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna call a timeout, call an audible real quick, and okay. We are going to start this from the top, so if you want to follow along, on the WWE Network, where we are watching this currently, only $9.99 a month. nice little plug for WWE there. But we are going to start this. We get a little countdown going in three. I'm clicking on the Dudleys discuss the triangle ladder match because apparently that starts the match, which I don't understand. But either way, we are going to click on this in 3, 2, 1, now. Boom. Okay, so. Whatever. Anyway, so I think it kind of took us back to.
Yeah.
We're gonna get better at that though. Yeah. That's something that I had noticed that on the What Happened When podcast, Tony Schiavone does. They have a little countdown to their to start the match. Just that way, we're all kind of in sync with you guys. But yeah, what a match! This is a match that I probably watched 742 times as a child.
Yeah, it's hard not to really know everything about this match. Because if you were a wrestling fan then, or shortly after now, in this time, you've seen this match at least 10 times. And it never gets old.
Absolutely.
You know, it's one of those classic matches. And it's really, you know, a testament to how the superstars, you know, have grown. This is before Edge became who he is now. Obviously Christian had his big run. This was probably shortly before Edge and Christian broke up, isn't it?
Yeah, not too long. Because that would have been kind of right, I think, in the middle of the invasion angle. So we're about a year from that. Mm-hmm. Because the initial purchase of WCW happened the week before WrestleMania X7.
Mm-hmm.
So, the action has started. Everybody's brawling right now in this match. We've got D-Von and Edge on the outside. Christian's setting up a ladder in the middle of the ring now, with Matt Hardy rolling in, and, of course, Jeff and Bubba going at it. Bubba's doing something outside the ring right now, pulling Jeff out. He had a Bubba bomb on him. Very early in the match, but like we're saying, just, you know, you've probably seen this 100 times over. I know I had a VHS, one of those old WWE home videos of this match, and it was, you know, like all three of their stories, I think, of them, and had different matches. From these three tag teams on there. I know my little brother had that High Flyers DVD that they put out, 10 years ago or so, and this was one of the feature matches on there. And I know he watched this 100 times over too. So seeing that is funny, just seeing, you know, like you were saying, it doesn't matter what era you grew up in, like, this is just such an iconic match, and all of the spots in this match, and to see the growth of all of these guys, and, you know, you still got Edge that's performing, and Jeff and Matt both performing still, Matt in AEW, and with Jeff still in WWE, and Edge coming back to WWE, and having another WrestleMania match, it's awesome to see. I love seeing D-Von sell back in this day. It's so over the top and hilarious.
And this was really, I mean, this wasn't the first ladder match ever. That was Michaels Ramon. But this was the first time you really saw different ways to use the ladder. You know, the swan time on the ladder, throwing the ladder on people's face, taking bumps on the ladder. This was just a completely different feel for, you know, WWF at the time. For a ladder match, it was just brutal, you know, and completely different. And just just throwing it on people's bodies like it's, you know, a piece of paper. It is just absurd.
And definitely, like, the style, the style that you see nowadays, as Bubba takes, or, you know, jumps off the middle rope into a back senton on the ladder that's on top of Jeff Hardy. But, you know, like, they talk about, you know, you talk about spot fest matches, and I mean, this is an absolute spot fest. I mean, spot after spot after spot. Edge gets onto the top rope. Christian hands him the ladder, and he falls down with the ladder on top of Matt Hardy right here.
Who was under a ladder.
Who was under another ladder. Yeah. D-Von now putting a ladder on top of Edge. And already, I mean, what we're, you know, 5 minutes into this match, and already just absolute carnage.
Yeah.
As JR would say.
And I mean, they had to do it this way.
Absolutely. And especially on the stage.
Right.
You know, we're at WrestleMania and all of these guys are trying to prove themselves at this point. I mean, everyone in this match is pretty well established. You know, Team 3D had had a good run in ECW already, obviously. Right. And then Matt and Jeff Hardy have been around WWE for a while. Really the newest comers, Christian and Edge. But, I mean, I guess they've been well-established, too. They've been in WWE at this point for 3 or 4 years.
Then that double dropkick. I mean, you know, just all the different shit that they did.
Well, the spot even that Bubba just pulled, right, where he put the ladder on his head and, you know, just twirled around. I think that's the first time that that move had been, and I feel like that's a fairly common move at this, you know,
nowadays. and that's kind of the thing that disappoints you, I think, in today's matches, because, you know, Edge and Christian picked D-Von up and just hurled him into the ladder in the corner face first. I mean, none of that feels good. I mean, it's a ladder. It's not like a plastic ladder or, you know, a foam ladder. It's a ladder. And I think people, you know, feel like everything WWE has isn't made of real things. I mean, it is. You know, so don't think these guys feel good after this. Beautiful dive off the ring.
Yeah,
too.
Diving off of the ladder, out of the ring, onto Bubba and Matt. And really almost, I mean, pretty much everybody in the ring and outside the ring at this point, but, has had, a really good singles run. And here's a spear off the top rope onto Jeff Hardy that's on the ladder.
Now,
was that spot would get a little bit better next year.
Yeah. I was going to say, now, was that the, I couldn't remember if this was the match where he did it from the titles or not, but I think you're right. That was SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was SummerSlam. I thought that was the next WrestleMania, TLC 2.
I think, was it?
I mean, you might be right.
I think
I'm not
it was
sure.
SummerSlam.
Yeah.
It was either SummerSlam or the next WrestleMania. But I feel like TLC 3, was
WrestleMania.
The next WrestleMania.
Because then they had another TLC in between there. Mm-hmm. It may have just been Edge and Christian and the Hardys. Or was it all three of them?
Pretty sure it was all three.
Okay.
But either way, like I was saying earlier, I mean, it just kind of disappoints you now. Because hardly anybody wants to do, you know, half the shit these guys did. Mainly just to stay as injury-free as possible. You just don't really see people taking risk anymore. And obviously, not a lot of this stuff was smart to do.
And I think it's also a company thing, too. Yeah, I mean, you gotta look, this is a publicly traded company now.
Right.
It's got a lot more, you know, eyes on it and people to look at rather than just Vince McMahon.
Well, I mean, this it was probably just as popular here in this moment as it is now. You know,
absolutely. If not like, more popular right, at this
if
moment.
If not more, yeah. You know, in some cases. You know, so I think it's hard to, as he does a diamond cutter, Bubba Ray just did a diamond cutter on Christian from the top of the ladder.
And three ladders set up in the middle of the ring right now. Matt Hardy gonna try to get rid of one. It looks like Matt and Jeff are setting a couple up in the corners, but yeah, like you're saying, I mean, it's definitely a different product nowadays. A lot of different things, and I mean, I'm sure you'll see it. TLC is that when it goes down for 2020, that it's just different. There's not as much risk, as you said, involved, right. And looks like we're gonna get a spot here from the Hardys. The whole crowd gets on its feet. Mm. A leg drop / splash combo that the Hardys are known for. And then Jeff just gets tossed out of the ring.
Jeff Hardy is still one of the best at throwing his body around.
Absolutely.
Selling, you know, I guess is what you'd call it, but I think it's more to that with him. I think he just knows how to flail his body, even when he's not selling.
Mm-hmm.
He's just really, really good at it. And he's not that big, so I think that helps him too.
He's definitely an acrobat of sorts. Yes.
Yeah.
Now it looks like we're going to get a double superplex from Edge and Christian onto D-Von Man.
You know, it's crazy. One mistake in this match ends career. You know,
that's a fact.
One miss step on off the ladder with that suplex there. If, you know, Devon's head lands 2 seconds earlier, you know, that's on his neck. You know, so there was a lot of risk, you know, for obviously I'm sure they got paid very well for this match. Because from what I understand, Vince McMahon pays more at WrestleMania than any other place, depending on how much you like your match. So
that makes sense,
surely
too.
To God, they got paid a lot of money.
Yeah, definitely the biggest night of the year for WWE. Mm-hmm. And this is the last, well, this isn't the last WrestleMania, but one of the final few WrestleManias that's in an arena in the Arrowhead Pond in Anaheim, California. Because the next year would be in the in Reliant Stadium, NRG Stadium now, in Houston. 18 would be in the Sky Dome. 19 thereafter, that would be in Seattle at the baseball stadium for the Mariners.
Yeah.
Then 20, they would go back to MSG, and I think
25? Or no?
25 would have been from Ford Field, I think.
Yeah, Ford Field. There was one in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember which one.
22, because 21 would have been in the Staples Center in L.A.
Yeah.
And those three were the final WrestleManias in arenas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy to think about now, because, I mean, think about seeing... I mean, I guess we just saw a really weird WrestleMania. I guess we can't say that now.
Mm-hmm.
Because WrestleMania 36 was from the Performance Center.
Yeah.
But... obviously special circumstances this year, right. But it is...
So I'm pissed off about because I was going to go this year.
Oh, no so, stuff. Yeah. That's crazy. Did you get as far as buying tickets or anything?
Well, Jesus. Edge and Christian just took a bump off the ladder. I think they barely hit the foot on the top of the rope to slow them down. Oh.
And then a double drop on the top ropes to follow the ring, and the Dudleys are the only ones left. Everyone is down.
Well,
and they're getting a standing ovation right now from this crowd.
I mean, this was an insane match, but I did have a ticket. My wife had got it for me for Christmas, and they were actually surprisingly not that bad. I think it was like $100 for up top somewhere.
Wow, yeah, that's not bad.
No, it wasn't.
Man, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
But yeah, I feel like I messaged you and told you it's like $100.
Okay, I kind of remember that now, thinking about it. Interesting. So how did that work? They refund your money?
Well, they gave you like a choice of, real quick though, that double ladder shot in between Christian. I mean, there's really no way to put your hands up for that.
Right, you're just getting, that's just a jam sandwich.
If you do put your hands up, it's to the ribs, you know, and if you don't, I don't know, maybe he doesn't put his hands up there and braces for it, I don't know, but either way, that would have sucked ass to take.
And then we get a 3D on Edge from the Dudleys, and now the Dudleys having a classic Dudleys moment going to get the tables.
But anyway, real quick, yeah, they gave you a voucher for it, and, you know, I have no idea what the fuck I'm going to go watch, and who knows when full live events will happen.
Right.
You know, so it's just kind of a wait and see for now, but we'll see. Maybe I'll get to go to WrestleMania. I'm not going to the one in L.A., I'd rather...
I don't think that there's going to be one in L.A.
No, well, they said that in 2022... They're gonna move it back, to LA, but I think California's in such a mess right now.
Yeah, they're not even playing football games out there anymore or anything. No. You know, they're not even allowing games with no crowd. That's interesting to me.
That is interesting.
Anyway, so back on topic to this match. I think we're getting ready to set up here close to the finish. We're getting two ladders set up in the middle of the ring next to each other, and this is where they're gonna set the table up.
This was a weird spot.
Absolutely.
I don't know what they were planning on doing.
Well, I mean,
I think they were trying to get it to where they both could get the belt, but at the same time just put the ladders closer together.
Right.
So I don't know. I think it was just for suspense more than anything.
Yeah, and to kind of let the viewer's mind go wild of... What the hell are they going to do with that? Right. Like, is somebody going through that?
Right. And in an interview with Edge, maybe Christian was there too, but I know Edge was there for sure. He talked about that table, and he said they couldn't stand up on it because it was just going to fall off. So they had to stay on their knees or else they were going to fall off, you know, from the top of the table onto the ladder, or onto the mat, rather.
Right.
And just basically break their necks.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been fun to see them hold the belt up and then break their necks right afterwards. You can see it swaying in the ring, and I mean, obviously, a ring is not a sturdy structure necessarily to set up a ladder on, but... Okay, thinking about it, though, I think we're a little bit further away from the finish. I think that I jumped the gun on that one. Because we haven't even seen Jeff Hardy take his classic swanton off the 20-foot ladder in the entrance way.
That's got to be a 20-foot ladder.
Yeah.
I mean, just...
Man, the calls from JR
just...
I don't know
how you don't miss JR, man. I don't know how anybody doesn't miss JR.
Well, I mean, in 2020, you don't have to miss him anymore. Just
watch
AEW.
That's true. I mean, in WWE,
yeah,
you know, it's hard to... And Devon misses and just ate it on his face on that table. That probably didn't feel good, but... Oh, Jesus.
And that does not look like a fun bump. Powerbomb from Bubba off the Spanish announce table through another table in front of the Spanish announce table. But, man, yeah, the calls from JR. I can remember... finally getting the VHS from Blockbuster of King of the Ring 98 and finally being able to watch that match, and just when he throws him off of the cell and JR says, "By God, that broke him in half." That is just maybe the greatest line ever to me. Oh, he killed him. By God, is my witness.
Him and King were... That is the best combo. Oh, Jesus Christ. Bubba Ray just hurled a ladder in Hardy's face. Hardy came running around the barricade. Probably do a whisper in the wind.
That reminds me of the spot that we just watched on that Survivor Series 02.
Yeah.
Where he runs off into a table. This time it's a ladder, and it looks like it caught him in the face.
Yeah, that caught him right in the face.
Jeff Hardy is, man.
He's insane.
I mean, there's a reason why all kids growing up love Jeff Hardy.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was talking about JR and King.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best combo I've ever heard. You know, just how different King was from JR. And just how good they worked together. And in that match, King goes, "That's it, he's dead." When he slammed him through the top of the cell.
Yeah.
Because they probably thought he was dead.
They legitimately thought he was dead. And I mean, I could understand why they would think so. I mean, the fact that Funk ran out there as quick as he did. And the funny
interview... I can't remember. I think Mick Foley tells the story. I think he said Terry Funk told him this. He said, and during that moment when Terry Funk is out there, the Undertaker goes over to Terry Funk and asks, "Is he breathing?" And Terry Funk says, "Yeah." And Undertaker says, "All right." And he chokeslams Terry Funk, and Undertaker's going to finish the match. So, I mean, it, you know, just...
Well, and the fact that, I don't know if it was before it had already happened, but when the Undertaker hopped down from the top of the cell, he fucked his ankle up real bad.
Did. Yeah, I remember that.
So there was a lot going on, like, between everybody. The only other moment that I can think is as candid as that in WWE is the night that Road Dogg and Billy Gunn...
And here's the Hardy spot off the ladder on the walkway down 20 feet in the air through a table. Perfect.
Mm.
That hurt the tailbone like no other, though.
That and his heels. I can remember watching something him saying that he fucked his heels up really bad doing that.
Yeah.
But, man, I lost my train of thought. What was I saying before that? Oh, the Monday Night Raw where the New Age Outlaws push Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie off the stage in the dumpster.
Yeah.
That was a really interesting moment because if you watch that and go back and watch it on the network, like, it definitely, like, seems like everybody that comes out is very pissed off at Road Dogg and Billy Gunn.
Yeah.
That was not supposed to happen, and even the tone of JR and King is very somber and just, you know, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, that was not good.
Not at all.
That was not good. you know, because that could have actually killed him.
Right.
I think I've seen an interview. I can't remember who it was. But, yeah, that was not pretty. If you want to go back and watch that, just be prepared for something that you never see anymore.
Absolutely.
For a good reason. Twist of Fate thereby. It was Matt.
Yeah, Matt to Devon. Jeff Hardy, I think, is still out on the outside, and it looks like we're on the both sides of the ladders now. We still got the ladder set up in the middle of the ring with the table on top. Matt Hardy is on one side towards the entrance. Christian is on the side towards the announce tables.
This is the finish.
Yeah, I think so, too, because now Edge is creeping up on Matt Hardy's side, and now they're both getting on top of the table, and this is probably the moment they thought, all right, no one's standing on this. Because even Matt taking this bump looks kind of awkward.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell, like, wasn't...
They couldn't throw him that far.
Right.
So they had to... Ugh.
And almost immediately, Matt goes up for the belts at first, and almost immediately just dives off of...
Yeah.
And now Edge has stood up to grab the belts. Edge has got the belts down, handed one to Christian, and there's new tag team champions at WrestleMania 16.
Yeah, what a match. I mean, like I said earlier, three of the best tag teams ever. Just, they six guys, leaving it all out there. You know, Bubba Ray selling his shock very well.
And the fact that he got up before Jeff Hardy. Yeah, on the ramp that spot.
I think he got the lucky pick of the straw on that bump.
Absolutely. Man, that table just exploded, too, that Hardy went through. Yeah. I always really enjoyed this camera angle that they're showing from right above the belt.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a fisheye type camera looking down.
Yeah.
That did not look fun either. No. As Christian's coming down from the ladder, he just falls into the ropes.
I think he missed.
Yeah, right? I don't think that was planned at all.
And then they leave through the crowd.
Yeah. I like that about them. And you know what? And before seeing that, I kind of forgot that they used to come through the crowd like that.
And that was so random. You know, because they weren't like a weird, like a Shield type.
Right, yeah.
It was different.
It did kind of feel like they were kind of the tag team of the people, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. You know, obviously I don't think we're going to review this part of the match, or this part of the pay-per-view, but this was a weird fucking main event.
Very weird angle. McMahon in every corner match.
McMahon in every corner. Vince had done something to Linda, I can't remember.
He had, like, sedated her for weeks.
Yeah.
And then that was when the whole Trish thing happened. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, and all that shit was going down and pretty much caused, like, a war between the McMahons.
And Mick Foley hadn't wrestled in, like, a year.
Yeah, he had retired, and this was his comeback.
And he had always said, you know, the biggest mistake I ever made was telling them yes multiple times when I should have said no. Because he looked good, but he was not 100% physically at all. Because this has only been a year, and I doubt he'd had any surgeries yet.
Right, and
so
man,
was not in a good spot.
And just to think of the career that he had, I mean, he'd been going since the early 90s in WCW.
Right. Right.
And just all of the hellacious bumps that he had taken over the years. But going back to the TLC match, TLC won. I mean, are we giving it anything below 5 stars? I think that's blasphemy.
Yeah, it's hard not to. Yeah, it's a 5-star, you know, match. And probably towards the top of 5-star matches. Yeah, there's hardly anything negative to say about how good this match was.
And it absolutely set up a lot of what wrestling is now. Mm-hmm. You know, this match was so influential, and so influential to a lot of, you know, even wrestlers that we see now, especially young guys coming in, or, you know, even guys that have been around for a while that are definitely inspired from this, you know, era of the tag team division, and right, definitely a very good time for tag team wrestling in WWE for sure.
Right. Well, that's one down. We've got a couple more to go for you, so you can enjoy it over your... I guess we're old enough to where we don't get holiday breaks anymore, do we?
No,
I almost
said
it on Instagram earlier. I was like, wait, we're in our 20s. We don't get holiday breaks anymore. But either way, we've got a couple more to you, so you can enjoy them over your family holiday enjoyment. And that's going to do it for the first one. And we don't know what the next two ones are going to be, but we'll figure it out. For Papa Straw and DJ, we'll see you in a minute. Wrestling Kayfabe.